Crockett stiffened. He came for the... What? Surely his mind was playing tricks on him. The man couldn't have said what he thought he'd heard. The outlaw glared at the passengers and waved his guns from side to side. Which one of you is the parson? Don't think you can trick me by not wearing one of them white collars. I know he's on this train and I ain't leaving till I find him. Crockett's hand nearly lifted to the string tie at his neck, but he halted the movement before giving himself away. He'd never worn a clerical collar. Brother Ralston insisted that a man's character, not his clothing, should identify his calling. Following in his mentor's footsteps might have saved his life. You! The outlaw barked at the salesman across the aisle. You look like a preacher with your fancy duds and soft hands. No, sir. The man who had raised his hands in surrender the minute the bandits boarded the train now turned his palms inward, worry creasing his brow as he inspected his smoothed palms. I'm just a drummer, see? Slowly, he opened his traveling case. Patent medicines! Bah! The outlaw turned away in disgust and swung around to face Crockett. Pale steel-blue eyes took his measure. Accustomed to staring down unwanted strangers after years of protecting his ranch from interlopers, Crockett held the man's gaze, although the task had been much easier when he'd been the one holding the gun. The outlaw's eyes narrowed to slits, then turned their attention to Crockett's suit. One brow lifted to the brim of the man's dark hat as he took in the formal attire, but after a glance at Crockett's work-roughened hands, the bandit grunted and strode past. Never had Crockett been more thankful for calluses and scars. As the outlaw continued his progress through the car, Crockett made his own assessment of the passengers. Which one was the preacher the bandits were looking for? The man at the front who'd offered his watch? The one two rows up dressed like a farmer but whose head was bowed like a man in prayer? The coincidence of the robbers invading this particular train in search of a preacher didn't sit easily on Crockett's shoulders. Yet he was sure they couldn't be searching for him. He'd never been in this area before. Shoot, until a couple of years ago, he'd never been anywhere. No one knew he was on this train except his family, Brother Ralston, and the elders at Brenham. I'm losing patience, folks, the leader growled his warning as he stomped back up the aisle. If the preacher man don't fess up, I'm liable to get a mite upset, and my trigger finger tends to get twitchy when I'm upset.
Mama, is that man gonna shoot us? Andrew's tiny voice cut through Crockett's heart.
Hush, Andy. His mother hissed as she tucked him more firmly under her arm. Crockett set his jaw.
This isn't right. Tormenting women and children. Something had to be done. How do you know that the man you seek is even on this train?
Crockett slowly pushed to his feet, careful to keep his hands raised. Steel Eyes met his challenge without flinching.
Read him the handbill, he barked the order over his shoulder with a jerk of his chin.
The man by the stove reached into his jacket and pulled out a folded sheet of paper. Holding it by one edge, he shook it open.
Meet the...
He paused, cleared his throat once, and then stretched the handbill farther away from his face and squinted.
Meet the preachers. Welcome our two candidates at Brenham Station on Saturday afternoon. They will arrive on the noon train from Houston and the 2:15 from Milano. Cookies and lemonade will be served.
A heaviness pressed against Crockett's chest as the bandit's stilted words drove into him like nails into a coffin.
How could he be the preacher they sought? Denial raged through him, but he smothered it and straightened his shoulders. The why didn't matter. What mattered was getting these bandits off the train.
I'm your man.
You ain't no parson, the leader waved his gun at him. Sit down!
Crockett stood his ground.
Check my bag. You'll find my Bible, and inside the front cover is a folded page of sermon notes.
Steel Eyes cocked the pistol in his right hand and pointed the barrel an inch from Crockett's chest.
Step aside, son.